On social media, Zimbabwe government spokesman Nick Mangwana praised the removals, calling it a great vindication of President Mnangagwa's foreign policy. But he said since Mnangagwa and some companies remain under sanctions, all of Zimbabwe remains under illegal sanctions. Zimbabwe government blames sanctions for the country's economy struggling since their imposition in the early 2000s. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.